Arctic high pressure over the region is bringing us a mostly sunny but unseasonably cold day around the northeast, with highs in the teens to low 20s and just a hint of a breeze. And that being said, there'll be some extra clouds around the southern half of the area as a weak disturbance over the mid-Atlantic region continues to move eastward and spill some clouds up above it. It'll be quiet and cold overnight again, with sun to start on Thursday as well. It won't be quite as cold overnight as it was this morning when most areas were down below zero, but it will still be cold with overnight lows in the single digits, this time only mainly above zero, though, headed into Thursday. The Arctic high pressure will then continue to slide east of the region tomorrow, clearing the way for an approaching clipper to move through on Thursday night. There may be a little light snow for parts of the region, but that snow will mainly be north of the capital region, and only a light accumulation is expected once again. Another Arctic front will sweep through on Friday, knocking daytime highs back into the teens around the region. There may be some snow squalls with that frontal passage as well. Much of the weekend is looking quiet, with a brief moderation in temperature, especially on Sunday and into Monday. And we will be watching Sunday closely as the models are hinting at a coastal storm forming while the northern stream clipper moves towards southern Quebec. So far, there's not a lot of agreement between the models as to what the inland extent of the snowfall from the coastal storm will be, but for now, it looks like it's mainly east of our region, delivering a decent-sized snowfall across portions of central and eastern New England. But it is very early, and with little agreement between the models, the confidence in that storm's forecast is quite low for the time being. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that thunderstorms are not expected over the U.S. today or tonight. A cyclonic split-level flow pattern will prevail east of the Rockies while a ridge gradually weakens in the west. At the surface, a dry, stable air mass will prevail over much of the continental U.S. While a lightning strike or two is possible this afternoon along the Arizona-New Mexico border in association with a weakening southern stream shortwave trough, potential appears too marginal to warrant inclusion of a general thunderstorm area. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 on Tuesday at Naples, Florida, to a low Wednesday morning of 28 below zero at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of snow showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. In Boston, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 20. Wind chill values as low as 10 below as the wind picks up heading into the afternoon. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 30 degrees with a record of 66 set in 1932. Normal minimum temperature is 14 degrees with a record of 24 below zero set in 1957. Sunrise and sunset data for today, January the 14th. Sunrise was at 7:23 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:45 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper teens. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the single digits below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, cold with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, highs near 20, and tonight, mostly clear, temperatures near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today, cold with highs near 20, and tonight partly cloudy, lows in the single digits above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the low 20s, tonight mostly clear, lows in the single digits above zero. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the low and mid-20s. Friday, a chance of morning snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid and upper teens. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the low to mid-20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, temperatures in the low to mid-30s. Monday, clearing skies, windy and turning colder with highs in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katerina.